Today is Saturday, April 4th, 2026. Welcome to the OA Working with Others sponsorship meeting. Now, Tammy will share up to 20 minutes. Tammy, you may begin.
Hi, my name is Tammy and I'm a compulsive overeater. I am, mate, with every cell of my being, with every core in my body. That's who I am first and foremost. So I am someone who has this disease in spades, mate. I'm a food addict through and through, and I know that about myself for sure. And it's the greatest gift I've ever been given, is knowing that I'm not crazy and knowing that it's not because I have no willpower. Knowing that I'm sick and that I have a disease and there is a solution. So I'm going to talk about sponsoring today, and I know from my own experience that this can be such a sensitive topic. So my only prayer is that God allows me to just remember that I'm going to tell you my experience, and I'm going to tell you my story about sponsoring since I've been in these rooms. And being sponsored. So I've had six sponsors in the room, and I've sponsored over 30 people in the room. I've been sponsoring ever since I got recovered 3.5 years ago. So I know there's many people who have sponsored many more than me, and there's, other people who are coming up behind me, and other people who are the same as me, and we all just got on the bus at different stops, but we're all on this OA bus together. That's what I tell my sponsees. I'm like, darling, I just got on the bus one stop ahead of you, but jump on, sit beside me, and let me show you what worked for me. And if that works for you too, hallelujah. So the reason I sponsor is simply because it is the 12th step of the 12-step program that I'm in. So I'm very lucky. I have a lifetime membership to two 12-step programs. That's how much God loves me. So it's the 12th step. So I do the first step, I do the seventh step, do the ninth step, might as well do the 12th. So I find that working that entire program of recovery helps my recovery. So that's why I do it. So I just want to go to the actual 12th step, where this is what my sponsor showed me. So the first part of it, so there's three parts that I've learned about the 12th step. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. So that's the promise. I've had a spiritual awakening as the result of steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, because I'm different now after doing them. My attitude towards food is different. My attitude towards my body is different. My attitude towards everything else in life is different. I've had that AA attitude adjustment, which came from the first 11 steps. That's what I call a spiritual experience, spiritual awakening. Hey, I ain't in charge of the universe. You are. You're doing a great job. Great. I'll just humbly, trudge along. That's the promise. So that comes true. I have noticed for me, because I was abstinent and I did the 11 steps. Great. The second part says we tried to carry this message to other food addicts, other compulsive overeaters. Oh, well, what message am I trying to carry? The only message I've got, the way I got well. I don't have a different message to that because I don't have any other experience in anything else. So I let people know how I got well when I sponsor them. I always say to them, if I ever say what you should do is, or what I think is, like, whoa, hang on, sister, if Tammy made it up, don't do it. Because let me tell you, these self-will ideas, ridiculous. They're what got me into the horrible mess I was in when I came into these rooms, which, by the way, I'm not in that horrible mess anymore. So then there's the third part. We tried to carry these principles on all our affairs. That's kind of the challenge. So I feel like the second part is like the bill. I need to pay for getting well. I need to pay for being sponsored and someone spending hours with me. And the bill is I'll help someone else to do it. The payoff is it guarantees me immunity against the disease. So it's a payoff that's worth it, mate. And then practice these principles in all my affairs. That's the challenge. Who I am in these rooms, can I be that with my family? Can I be that at work? Can I be that with the person in traffic? Can I be that with the person I'm talking to in the coffee shop? That's the challenge. Can I cancel every principle I've learned? which is the 12 steps: honesty, compassion, patience, tolerance, brotherly love. That's one of my favorites, the ninth step. Can I pull that off in the outside world, or am I only a nice person when I'm sitting here talking to you? That's the challenge. So, and that gives me a lifetime of 10 steps, luckily. God made me well so I could go out in the world and have a good time, because I wasn't having a good time before. I was eating and watching Netflix. That was my life. Obsessed with my body, obsessed with food. Don't like that anymore. I leave the house, but unfortunately, I leave the house. I'm going to get restless, irritable, discontent about something, but I'm very lucky because it's got a program, so I know what to do with it. So that's why I do the 12th step. And I'm going to take you through the sponsors I had. So, with my first sponsor, she was kind and loving. She sent me like pink love heart emojis, and I'd never seen pink love heart emojis before. She was the definition of I'm going to love you till you can love yourself. Now, did I lie to this woman the whole time? Absolutely. Did I get abstinent with her? No. Did I get recovered with her? No. Did we sit on this fourth step for 1 year? Yes. Did I lose 100 pounds by lying? Yes. Let me tell you how I did that. I came into the rooms and I lost 100 pounds by going on a diet. And what I did was I ate pretty much all day, every day, 6 to 8 meals. But they were all meat because I ketoed it. And then in between that, for fun, I ate sugar-free chocolate bars. Did that let you lose me 100 pounds? Yes. Was I an insane lunatic? 1,000%. Was skinny and miserable and fat and miserable are identical for me. So I'm insane both ways. The only way I'm not insane is because of the 12 steps. So that didn't work. So for me, so when I left her, this is what actually happened. She said to me, I said, we're on the fourth step for a year. Can we move forward? And she was like, oh no, darling, you're a toddler in program. No, I still love this woman. You're a toddler in program. We've got years till you get to be a teenager and adult to get to step 12. And I knew in my heart that wasn't right. I knew I could get there quicker than that. So somehow it was the hardest thing I've ever done to leave that sponsor ever. And I left her. And it was the right thing to do for me at the time. Second sponsor, I was in a 16-week, 12-step study group. I think they're fantastic. But unfortunately, I decided to lie my way through that too. The requirement was you had to be abstinent. And I was like, great. They just say it. Are you abstinent, Tammy? Yes, I am. Excellent. And then that sponsor said to me, are you abstinent, Tammy? And I said, yes, I am. And we never talked about food again. Was I? Nope. So I did that with them, and then that when I finished that, I knew I wasn't well, and I was like, I see all these recovered people, and they're sane, and they're calm, and they're cool, and they're like, my life is way beyond my wildest dreams, and they say all these things, and I'm like, why is it not happening for me? So I prayed. There's a novel idea, and I was like, God, help me. So I knew. So I said to that sponsor, what I'd really like now. At this stage, I didn't own a big book, and I'm 2.5 years into program. So I say, if I buy a big book, will you read it with me and show me what to do? And they said, no. They said, if you want to read the big book, get yourself a sponsor and read it with them, which is what I do now. But at the time, I hadn't been taken through it yet. So I had nothing to go on except my own idea of it, which is crazy. When I read the big book first, it might as well have been in Russian. So there's a line in the big book that says it's a basic text. And I'm like, my sponsor taught me a textbook requires two things, a teacher and a student. Let me show you what someone showed me about this book, and how about you listen and learn? Great. So I let that sponsor go because they wouldn't do that, and I knew reading the big book was the right thing to do. And that's where I got the gift of desperation 2.5 years in, and I was in hell in this program, not recovered and not abstinent. And what I did was I prayed, what do I want? What do I want? And I called six people, and I knew, nope. Nope, by what they said. And on my sixth one, and I said, this is what I want. And she said, oh no, darling, let me tell you how I sponsor. And that woman changed my life. And from that day that I met her, I've been abstinent, so sane, and working program ever since. So this is what she said. If we get you on a food plan, which I'd never used that tool, I'm going to get you to write down everything you're about to eat that day in the morning. And you're going to send it to me, and you're going to eat everything on that plan. No more, no less. Now, that seems like a novel genius idea now, but it is the thing that has worked for me. So I got on that food plan. So she's like, look, Dylan, there's an OA food plan that we can work it out. I've got a plan from a nutritionist. Would you like me to share that with you to talk about it? We talked about it for about an hour. What do you think you can have for breakfast today? What do you think you can have for lunch today? What do you think you can have for dinner today? Great. And I've been on a weighed and measured food plan since that day, 3.5 years ago, and it changed my life, and I am free from food obsession. That's the thing that did it, the food plan. But then I was still batshit crazy, so then I had to 12-step it. So I love a good food plan. So I got on the food plan, and then she said this. Here's with her two requirements. You've got to write down everything you're going to eat, and you're going to tell me before you eat it. That's it. And then if you need to change it, it can only be for this reason. I went to get the salmon out of the fridge and it was off, so I changed it for chicken. Can't be. I feel like something different. Feelings don't come into it when you're a raging food addict like I am. Doesn't matter how I feel. So I need rules and boundaries around food because my brain does not work properly around food, mate. So then she said, I'm going to need you to ring me 3 times a week, and we're going to read the big book word for word and action it. Boom. 3 months we did that, and I tell you, that's where I learned about willingness. So that was the gift of desperation that I had, because I was in those 5 days where I was not sponsored, I was in hell. And so I was willing to do anything, and I knew what she'd said was right for me. So I did it, and my willingness came from I wanted to be on that weighed and measured food plan. I wanted to read that book with that woman, and I wanted to ring her 3 times a week and read it. And we had a blast. We had fun. We laughed. We cried. We were like, can you believe how much I love God? This was made no sense the way that I was talking, you know? It was awesome. So I had her for, and now this was so important. She said, so important to me. I've only been in program 6 months and I've never sponsored anyone before. Is that okay with you? And I knew she was a recovered person. And I was like, hell yeah, it is. Because you can tell by the way they talk. I can. So I was like, absolutely. So I always say to my sponsees now, don't tell them that you're recovered. Tell them it's the first one. But tell them that, if they want to go ahead with what you're doing, it's okay. Because the people I've had before her have been in program years. I'm going to get recovered from them. But it's very easy to recover in program. We just got to get abstinent and read the big book and action steps. That's my experience. Easy, but God, 3.5 crippling years, 2.5 crippling years of rolling around in pain. So that was brilliant. She then decides to leave program 6 months in, no problem. So I ask her sponsor to sponsor me. So we do the same thing. Then about halfway through that sponsor couldn't sponsor me anymore. So I just prayed to God and I just said, hey, who do you want me to sponsor? Who do you want? Who do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Where, how do I get it? What am I going to do? And the same woman's name kept popping into my head. So I rang her. So I said, hey, I've asked God, you've come in 5 times. So I'm going to ask you, will you sponsor me? So she asked me questions about my abstinence, about my recovery, about where I was in the big book. She said, let me pray about it, which I think is the greatest thing a sponsor can do, is to evidence that they actually work program. Let me pray about it. It's a great line. And then she came back to me and she said, yes. She said, here's the thing. If you go off your food plan and you go to eat anything and put it in your mouth that's not on your food plan, you need to ring me to tell me beforehand. Now, this woman, I know her. She's had 20 years of recovery, has always worked the program, has brilliant recovery, and is a phenomenon of a sponsor. So I knew I was lucky that she'd said yes. And I was like, I will not screw this up. Because I want you to sponsor me. And that fear of God is the reason why I would never ring at a caller. So if I ever thought, oh, I'm going to eat off plan, I know Tammy's great idea is, my ideas about food are terrible. What I would do is, okay, I'm going to ring her and tell her, oh, I've decided to change this fat and this thing and that. And I'll be like, oh my God, hell no, I ain't ringing up, so I ain't doing it. And it kept me on my food plan at all times, that brilliant thing that she said to me. So the way we sponsor now is I ring her twice a week for an hour, both calls, and I say this, ready? So we go like this. I say, hello, how are you? And then she says, good, thanks, how are you? And I say, good, thanks. So it's like my therapist taught me, it's like saying aloha. It's just a pretend greeting. Then she says, what 10 steps have you been working on this week and what has God shown you? And I hand over my 10th step, which is my fourth step, my sixth step, my seventh step, my eighth step, and my ninth step. And then this is the magic. So I do the work because that's my job. And I bring it to her. She listens. And then she says one magical line that I think that just wrapped it up, sister. And I go, don't say anything else. Don't say anything else. I'm writing it down. And I write it in red on the 10th step because I go, ah. So a
Locking it in.
sponsor's job for me, oh, thanks, darling. Sponsor's job for me is to take me that little bit further that I couldn't get to myself. Through the tools of program. The tools are the steps. They're doing the step work for me. So that's how I sponsor with her, and it is outstanding. I couldn't be happier about the way it works. But what we did is me saying, her saying, hello, how are you? And me saying, oh my God, I'm so exhausted and I couldn't sleep last night. And God, I've had a hard week. And then this is none of that makes any difference to recovery. So it is a waste of her time. Because how I feel and how I think doesn't matter. What I've found out about myself with my attitude in the step work and handing her and how I can have my attitude adjustment, that matters. That's recovery for me. So it's a waste of time to go. And so this is the thing which she taught me that I thought was so genius. This let's find the chapter in here, which said that says into thinking and into feeling. Okay, let me go find it. Doesn't exist, mate. It says into action. So my action is get myself food sober on that food plan. Do not come off it. That's my job. God can't do for me what he can do for myself. Like he put the tools on my feet. He's like, here's your food plan. Get on it. Here's an OA pamphlet about it. And then use the tools to make sure you don't eat while you're sobering yourself up through the step work. Ah, that's what meetings are for. Okay, tell me, you've got to get from lunch to dinner without eating. This is in the beginning, obviously. Okay, my only goal is to stay abstinent. What do I do? What do I do? Okay, I'll write, I'll read some literature, I'll go on a meeting, I'll listen to a podcast about Recovery Jam. In case you don't remember Recovery Jam, genius. Two women who have recovered, who study the big book, who share the big book study. Genius. So that's what I say to sponsees now. I'm like, your tools are there so you can use them so you can stay sober, mate. And then we'll do step work. But it's such crucial time with the sponsor that I don't care that you're exhausted and that didn't work and you don't like and you've got a flat tire, because how would that make any difference to have me? It's taking your 10th step work a bit further. So that's how I sponsor now. But that's 3.5 years later. That's not what I did with those 30 people the whole way. I like to learn that God likes me to learn this way, the punch in the face method. I have had some really difficult experiences as a sponsor, and it was my fault. So now I know. Let's talk food plan. Let's do that. Tell me what tools you're going to use to stay there. I'll stay with you at the beginning till we get you on it. What are you going to have for lunch? Great. Thanks for telling me. Let's bookend it. All right, let's read the book. Let's action it. And this line was magic for my fifth sponsor. She said, I forgot. And I said, she said, how are you? And I went into this big story. And she said, oh, no, that's a step four. That's a resentment. Write it down on your resentment list. And when we get to step four, we'll do it then. And I use that line all the time. So if someone rings me and wants to talk about their feelings and what's happened, I can't do anything about that. So I say, oh, great. 10th step that and call me back. I've got two lines. Or pop that on your fourth step list because we're about to get to the fourth step, mate, and we'll sort that out then. But you, this is the thing that the problem that I had 1.5 minutes. I love being asked what to do. I love it when they say, what do you think I should do about this? I'm like, oh God, it's my favorite question. But Tammy's thinking is really messy. So that would be the world according to Tammy. So I like to call it dumb and dumber talking to each other. What am I going to help you with, mate? I have to weigh bananas. That's how this brain works. I can't even eat blueberries without weighing them. So I don't give that sort of advice. But after we read, they might have questions about this happened in this meeting. Anything I've got to share about my experience of program? Yes, we can go back and forth. Should I quit my job? Hell, I don't know. But let's step work it and we can find out there. So, yeah, so that's my experience, strength, and hope of being sponsored and sponsoring. There you go. Oh, I've never wrapped up anything with 37 seconds to go. This is great. crazy. Let's see if I can feel it. Oh, I always had a sponsees, don't bring me a half-dead mouse. Don't you come into this conversation and say, I don't know what the fear is. I've been in program 15 years, but I can't work this one out. Don't you half-dead it. I'm like, you go back and you kill that mouse, mate. Do the writing, do the work. Don't tell me you don't know what the fear is. Then bring it back to me. Say it much nicer than that, by the way. But the half-dead mouse is also very enticing for me. I'll fix it. Let me tell you what I think the fear is. Oh no, you do the work, and I'll just add that line of gold at the end, maybe that God guides me to say. And that's my time. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Tammy. We'll now stop the recording.